الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, our beloved master and guide Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a very, very beautiful and simple analogy, parable, example, wherein he equated our deen Islam to a structure which is the foundation of which is based on five fundamental pillars. The hadith I am referring to is a hadith many of us would have heard over and over again, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Buniya al-Islamu ala khams. He said, the foundation of Islam is based on five things: Shahadata an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, iqam as-salah wa ita'i az-zakah, wa sawm yawmi Ramadan wal hajj. The establishment of salah, discharging of one's zakat, the fasting of the month of Ramadan, and the fifth pillar of Islam from the first of Shawwal. As an ummah, globally, we enter into that period or phase of the Islamic calendar which is referred to by ulama-i kiram as Ayyamul Hajj, the days of Hajj, which is the fifth pillar of Islam. This analogy or this explanation is put forward beautifully by ulama-i kiram. They say when it comes to shahadat, this is ma'rifat. A person recognizes Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person declares his faith and he enters into the fold of Islam with the shahadat of La ilaha illallah. After this ma'rifat, what is the next necessary phase, or what is the next hurdle or definition of progress? They say it is ta'alluq, to develop relationship with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this ta'alluq or relationship primarily with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is developed through salah. And once a person has ta'alluq and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the natural progression of this is that this develops into what we call muhabbat, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we have discussed previously, intrinsically, this human being is wired like this, that our hearts are very, very attached to maal, to the wealth of this world. And till that is not sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is impossible. This is what Allah tells us in the Quran: لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never attain true piety, the true qurb and closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, till you don't sacrifice for Allah that which you love. That is why a sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the concern or the complaint that I fear more than death What does this translate to? I fear meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, do you have wealth? He said, yes. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give it away. Why? Because the heart will follow the wealth. Send the wealth to Allah and automatically the heart will desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that with zakat, this ta'alluq and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala progresses and translates itself into love. What is the next stage of development, spiritual development? Ulama ikram say is ishq. This translated in Quranic terminology, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. What does iman require? الْإِيمَانُ فِي قَلْبِ الرَّجُلِ أَنْ يُحِبَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. That iman demands this, that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything else. In fact, what does Quran say? Not just love, أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. They love, the people of iman, their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intense. And this is what we call ishq. Where whatever we do, we do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama kiram say that this is what is developed through fasting. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bihi wa ana ujza bihi fi riwayatin ukhra. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah says, fasting is for me, wa ana ajzi bihi, and I alone, Allah, will give the reward for the fasting. Another way, or another narration of this riwayat, wa ana ujza bihi. Allah Ta'ala says, I become the reward for your fast. In other words, if you want my ishq, if you want my muhabbat, if you want to find me, the road to that is fasting. So first is marifat through iman, then is ta'alluq through salah, then is muhabbat through fast, through zakat, then that muhabbat translates itself into ishq through fasting, and then what is the next natural progression? Once one has reached the stage of ishq, where Allah is everything, where he has immersed himself totally in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then naturally, what is the desire? To meet Allah. To meet Allah, and that meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what ulama ikram say is hajj. The fifth pillar of Islam. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find, my respected brothers, there are certain peculiarities, certain specialities, certain khasais, certain distinctive characteristics and traits which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached to this fifth pillar of Islam. This is a universal ibadat. We know the masail. Those who are wealthy, those who can afford it, once in a lifetime it is fard. But that is in its place. But when Quran speaks of hajj, when Quran speaks of this journey to Baytullah, when Quran speaks of Hajj or Umrah, we find that the terminology used with Kaabatullah is universal, not distinctive to once in a lifetime or one time, one specific time in the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna awwala bayt wudhi'a linnas lalladhi bi bakkata mubaraka wa hudan lil alameen. I discussed this previously, but because it is pertinent, by way of reminder, look at this verse. Inna awwala bayt, the first house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to Kaabatullah in Makkah Mukarrama. What does Allah say? Allah does not say this house was placed on the earth. One narration it is mentioned that when the formation of the earth was taking place, the takhliq, the creation of the earth, then first there was a bubble which rose up in the ground. They say this bubble that rose up or that appeared first was at the point where Kaabatullah is. And then to explain it in layman's terms, Mufassirin say, like how you have a piece of dough from which you use a wooden object by which you spread out that dough and you make roti with it. They say exactly like that, from that bubble the whole earth was stretched out and the whole earth was created. So the center point, the point of the creation of the entire earth, where this creation started, was the point where Kaabatullah is. Inna awwala bayt, the first house, Quranic terminology, Allah When Allah speaks of this house, its significance, Allah does not refer to the people of Makkah or the people of Jaziratul Arab, the Arabian Peninsula. No. Wudhi'a lin-nas, for the whole world, for the entire humanity. This was placed on the earth for the entire humanity. Lalladhi bi Bakkah. It is in Bakkah, which is another name for Makkah, Mukarrama. Lalladhi bi Bakkata Mubarakan. Mubarakan, it is barakah. It is blessing for who? Wudhi'a lin-nas, for the entire humanity, not just for the people of Makkah, not just one time, but its barakah, its blessing will perpetuate. Wahudal lil alameen. Allahu Akbar. Look at the terminology Quran uses. Hudal lil alameen. This expression alameen means every race, every nationality, not just insan, not just jinnat, alam, every realm, every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not specific to one period of time, every age and era. Hudal lil alameen. Makkah Mukarrama, Kaabatullah is hidayat for every alam. So this is not, there are such peculiarities, such distinctive traits that demand, my respected brothers, that as an ummah, every year, particularly during this period, Ayyamul Hajj, we revisit this. Doesn't matter whether you are yourself are going for Hajj. We know the current situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallah, some of us are still wondering. Some of us are still trying to adjust to the idea that is, you know, that this terminology has been coined, the new normal. The new normal. One virus which is not visible to the human eye, and the entire existence of the world has been upended. Even the manner in which we die has changed. Somebody gets sick, you can't visit that person. Your own parents, visitation to them becomes difficult. Economies have been upended. Our entire lives have been lopsided and turned upside down. And still some of us haven't even identified with this fact that this is a glaring and clear sign, athar or athar effect of azabullah, of Allah's azab. This is Allah's chastisement. No doubt, this is azabul adna, the small azab. We have been greatly affected, but Allah says, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says, we will make you taste, we will afflict you, azabul adna, with a small azab. Many people have lost their jobs, Allah grant them afiyat and ease. Many people have lost their near and dear ones. There are those around us who are beloved to us that are sick. Our lives have been upended, our freedoms have been taken away. Even visiting the masjid has become difficult. Our dawat and tabligh has been brought to a standstill. Many of us would never have envisaged the day in our lives that we would see a picture of the Kaaba where there is no one circumambulating, no one making tawaf. No one would have even imagined the day when to stand in front of the Rawdha of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and physically give salam will become difficult, and there would be restrictions. In our mind's eye also, we would never have imagined this. This is azabul adna. This is Allah's azab. This is Allah's azab, but still the small azab. Dun al azabil akbar. Allah says, we put you through this. Walanudhiqannahum. This is qasam. Quran uses this terminology when Allah is taking a qasam, an oath. By my qasam, definitely without a doubt, we will afflict you with a small azab. Dun al azab al akbar, before the big azab of the hereafter. Wal azab al akhirati akhza. Wal azab al akhirati akhza. Allah's qasam, this azab is nothing compared to the azab of akhirat. Why? Allah says, la'allahum yarji'un. This is a wake up call. So stop being in denial. Stop being in denial. Stop, forget these conspiracy theories. Allah forgive us, my respected brothers, as an ummah today with this fitna, of the WhatsApp and Twitter and these communication channels, left, right and center. America is doing this. Russia is doing this. China did this. This was concocted in some laboratory. The figures are being falsified. Hospitals are writing down COVID when it wasn't COVID. Oh, Allahu Akbar, as an ummah, what are we worried about that for? Have our lives not been upended? Don't get carried away and sidetracked by the sideshow. Face the reality. This is Allah's azab. This is Allah's azab. Humanity has been upended. People's lives have been turned upside down. What more azab are we looking for? We want a tsunami to happen. We want an earthquake to happen. Then also we might say it was concocted in some laboratory. Don't get sidetracked. Face the issue. And what is the issue? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Allah put you through this so that you knock on Allah's door, not on America's door, and not on the scientist's door, and not on the doctor's door, and not in every other direction. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The dominion of this earth belongs to Allah. No scientist and no virus, and no chemical laboratory, and no technology can ever harm you, can ever harm you if Allah has not allowed it. So don't get sidetracked, face the issue. What is the issue? This is azabul adna, Allah's small azab. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So that you start crying. So that you knock the door of Allah. So that you introspect and look within your life. This is a sickness of social media. That it is causing us to look at others and everywhere else but ourselves. Analyze your own life. Before this, how much did you appreciate the masjid? How much did you appreciate Allah's ni'mat? You had ease, you had a nice job, you had your income flowing in, you had your freedoms. Did you appreciate this? Did it take you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or did you take it for granted? This is the issue. We took all these freedoms for granted. Allah's azab has come, and instead of recognizing it and turning back to Allah, we are getting involved in sideshows and getting sidetracked. Wallah, my respected brothers, whether China did it or America did it or whoever did it, they are not in control. They could not have harmed one hair on your body. As Imam Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, an atom bomb can fall on you. Allah's qasam, that atom bomb also won't harm one hair on your body if Allah has not willed it. Turn back to Allah. Turn back to Allah, the first khutbah. The first khutbah that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered when he entered Makkah Mukarramah, what was the message? Man aslaha, ma baynahu wa bayna Allah, aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqi. He said, correct your relationship with Allah. Correct your relationship with Allah. Whatever afflicts you, it is from Allah. Talk to Allah. Connect with Allah. Somebody dies, what does Quran tell us? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Coronavirus didn't kill him. Sickness didn't kill him. Accident didn't kill him. Inna lillahi, he belonged to Allah and he went back to Allah. That is what we are taught. So when faced with halat and condition, look at yourself and your relationship with Allah. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah. The one who corrects himself, corrects his relationship between himself and Allah. أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِ Allah will become sufficient for him. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَفِيظًا كَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا Allah says, I am sufficient for you. I am sufficient for you. I am sufficient. I am your wali. I am your kafil. I am shahid. I am your protector. I am with you. Bring Allah on your side. Make Allah happy with you. Let this virus, wherever it came from, whatever, understand behind it is the will of Allah. This is Allah's azab. This is Allah's azab. This is Allah's azab, but it is azabul adna. It is still the small azab. It is still the small azab to remind you of the big azab. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So that you connect back with Allah, so that you knock the door of Tawbah, so that you cry and beg before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, the point I was making, there would have been many amongst us who would have got our accreditation. There would have been many that had planned already their trips to Makkah Mukarramah. Many amongst us who Allah had blessed them, every year they were going for Hajj. Intizam had been made, but Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, beautifully he says it, Araftu Rabbi, Araftu Rabbi bifaskhil azayim, Araftu Rabbi bifaskhil azayim. He said that when my plans broke, I had done everything. The plans were there. I couldn't even, last year if you asked those that had got their accreditation, those that go for Hajj every year, those that got the intizam, those that book, asked them before February or even in February if you spoke to them and told them, listen, this year you wouldn't, not going to be able to make Hajj. This year the borders will be closed. The person will look at you as if you lost your marbles. What are you talking about? Yet, Ali radiallahu anhu says, in this I learned to recognize Allah. In this I learned to recognize Allah when my plans broke. I want to be happy, I'm sad, why? I want to be healthy, I am sick, why? I made plans, I couldn't carry them out, why? What is the lesson behind this? لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. You are not the owner of your destiny. You make your plans and then فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Ask Allah. No sahuk, no organization, no Saudi government is making you or giving you the ability to go for Hajj. It is not their accreditation. This acceptance, this opening of the road is wallah from Allah and only from Allah. Araftu Rabbi bifaskil azayim. Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, I recognize the existence of my Allah, the superiority of my Allah, the command of my Allah, the power of my Allah, when my plans broke. So we do not become despondent. We do not become depressed. A Muslim is not someone who is depressed. A Muslim is not someone who gives into despondency. A Muslim does not need medication to treat depression. A Muslim is what? Allahu Akbar. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. One verse, wallah. Today, Allah forgive us, whether it is Muslims, even non-Muslims. Hate campaign of some against somebody. Why? Because the person is perceived to be a source of spreading coronavirus. Blaming this one, blaming that one, looking this direction, looking that direction. We made plans for Hajj, it couldn't be fulfilled. We made other plans, people have lost their jobs, lost their livelihoods. Understand, this life is temporary. This is a test. One verse of the Quran is the sufficient panacea to all this, the answer to all this. Qul, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved, tell them, lay yusibana, no harm, no upending of your plans, no breaking of your systems, no difficulty, no trial, no tribulation can ever befall you. Illa ma kataballahu lana, except if Allah had not decreed it. Allah has decreed it. Allah has decreed it. It is not that car or you by chance being in that particular spot that you met up in an accident or got paralyzed, Allah protect us, or died, whatever it may be. Lay yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana. Nothing and no one can harm you except unless Allah has decreed it. Kataballahu lana. Huwa maulana. He is our master. Allah is our master. Wa ala Allah. فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Let your reliance be upon Allah. Let your reliance be upon Allah. My respected brothers, I digress from my actual topic. This is depressing. Wallah, it is depressing. It is depressing. It is sad to note, as an ummah today, that we are more worried about where this thing was engineered And who is behind it? And half the time it is baseless theories. 4G, 5G, this is happening, that is happening. This is Allah's azab. And this is there for us to knock Allah's door. To go back to Allah. Cry tears of blood. Situation was such, masjids were closed. Allah opened the masjid. We are not saying don't take precaution. Why has the number of musallis diminished? Why is the masjid empty, relatively? Because of some obstacle? Because of some obstacle, the economies of the world, despite the virus, have opened up. Cinemas have opened up. Places of masiyat and haram have opened up. Despite the impediments, understand, I am not saying don't take precaution. Take your precaution. But don't let that precaution, the greatest precaution is what? The greatest precaution is what? Allah be with you. Connect with Allah. And how do you connect with Allah? In sajda. You connect with Allah through the masjid. You connect with Allah turning to Allah Ta'ala. You connect with Allah in the early hours of the night, getting up in your homes and going on that musalla and crying before Allah and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone's tears. Prefer someone's tears. Prefer someone's crying. What greater sadness can there be? Allahu Akbar. The ummah cannot make hajj. Ka'batullah is empty. The roda of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And still we are not crying. Still we are not asking those questions. Still we are not introspecting. Our dawat and tabligh is not taking place. Our madaris have been closed. Restriction, restriction, restriction in every direction. And still we are blaming others. We are not turning to Allah. We are not asking those questions. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Wallah, there is only one reason for all this. Forget about who is behind it. There is only one reason for all this. For us to knock the door of Tawbah. For us to turn back to Allah. For us to cry before Allah. I made my plans. I was going for Hajj. I was going to your house. The doors have been closed. Are we going to blame some organization? Are we going to blame the governments? Are we going to blame the scientists? It is his house. He gives the permission. It is his invitation. You have been denied that invitation. There is a reason. Turn to Allah. Beg from Allah. Cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives tawfiq akhirah.